Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, a jury finds Tiffany Brown, a government contractor, guilty of defrauding FEMA of $156 million. She lied about providing 30 million meals to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, and all she probably got was 6 months in jail. It took almost 8 years to bring her to justice. How incompetent do you have to be to not notice that 30 million meals went missing? She never got the full amount of money but kept filing fraudulent emails asking for more cash. Up next, this is how many of us on the spectrum feel. That AI won't be replacing us because our autism is way too complex to duplicate. Here's what it's like being on the spectrum. Sure, you get the added benefit of higher intelligence and you overthink things, which makes you a perfectionist. But you also suffer with anxiety, have a hard time making eye contact, and get really grumpy and angry when somebody interrupts your daily routine. And yes, the anxiety is unbearable. Let's see AI replace all of that. Number 3, the Colombian president says he's not gay after he's seen in Panama with a trans woman. But in all fairness, he/she looks more feminine than his wife. He says he's not gay, but his girlfriend just has a penis. At least they/them seem to look a lot better than this one. I think it's increasingly a prerequisite for many politicians these days to do this. After all, in America, Obama says hold my beer as he holds Michael's banana instead. Allegedly. Moving on, looks like Matt Foley lives in a Van Gogh down by the river. This is an actual painting and you can get the print online if you search for it. I'm sure that many of us would also love to buy this Van down by the river playset. Funny enough how back then you were considered a loser if you did this, and today if you live in a van you're considered smart for saving money as well as being a trendsetter. If you look online, you can also get a copy of the Salvador Dalai Lama. Number 5, what ages a person really quickly? I'd say the stress of having an angry, nagging wife, or the stress of trying to prevent your teenage daughters from riding the rooster roller coaster. Also, people who are always angry always seem to age so much faster than everybody else. Smoking and booze will do it as well. The better question to ask is, what ages you slower? A clean, mostly plant-based keto diet, proper sleep, stress management, and paying for working girls instead of getting married. Up next, with Trump using ICE to send all the illegal migrants out this year, you just know that the Halloween costumes are going to be lit. But I think that they'll either be really funny or people will be butthurt seeing them around. That there won't be any middle ground. Also, I don't think this is all that funny because we the taxpayers are paying for her education and not her parents. Trump should make an executive order forcing Spirit Halloween to stay open all year long. Number 7, God forbid that men have hobbies. An 84-year-old German man had a fully restored Panzer tank in his basement. Here's the military taking it out after he passed away, supposedly. What's really annoying about this, though, is that it looks like a Panther tank and not like a Panzer tank. Meanwhile, here we have American tanks preparing for WW3. It's either that or a scene from WALL-E, the live-action film. I hope that tank ends up in a museum. Moving on, this person's job accidentally put 4,000 hours on somebody's time clock, and his check was for $23,000. He quit the next day and now they can't find him. 5.75 an hour is too low for all those states, so this has to be an old meme, but it still definitely does check out. No pun intended. That minimum wage worker probably went back to Mexico with all the money. That's why they can't find him. But seriously, imagine being so poor that $20,000 is quitting money. He was smart to leave because they would have asked for the money back. Number 9, this guy tries telling women that we men don't have trust issues. We've just seen patterns in female behavior and refuse to go through the same issues again. That's why women are going after younger and younger men these days. Because those guys aren't aware of the red flags yet. That could explain why teachers are becoming PDF files and boinking boys in their early teens. Guys are getting red-pilled younger and younger. So women have to look for males who are younger and less experienced. Up next, speaking of younger and experienced guys that don't understand female nature, this woman is happy. Because an 18-year-old boy just asked her for her number. Look at that smug look on her face. She's probably thinking that she can trap that inexperienced guy with her puniti. Meanwhile, he's already red-pilled and is just looking for a smash and dash from a MILF for target practice. Then again, maybe he figured out that she has a 17 to 19-year-old daughter. He could spend quality cooch time with both of them. Number 11, here's a delusional take. Studies have shown that attractive women tend to lean left, while right-wing women tend to be bitter and unattractive. Looks like unattractive leftoid women are accusing attractive right-wing women of being the very same thing they are, which is unattractive. Look at this. I found some of those super attractive left-wing women. Aren't they just as hot as a bunch of cue balls on a pool table? They're projecting an obvious lie. Moving on, when an average guy in a dating app sees a normal girl responding to him, he immediately figures it's a scam and stops talking to her. But when an average woman gets a message from someone claiming to be Brad Pitt, then she'll take a chance to connect. In the end, they just send all their money to an Indian bank account to pay for Brad Pitt's healthcare needs. Women fall for it because they believe they deserve the best men. Romance scams are to women what paying for lonely fools is for men. Number 13, and speaking of Brad Pitt, where's Tyler Durden when you really need him? Saying that if Trump is a Nazi, then doesn't that mean that most people think the Nazis are better than Democrats? We need to bring back this Brad Pitt before he met Angelina Jolie and lost his mind marrying her, before finally getting divorced and losing tens of millions of dollars in the settlement with her. Also, why did USAID pay her $20 million to visit Ukraine? Seems kind of sketchy to me. Up next, do you agree that every migrant flying out of the United States needs to look like this one? There's still plenty of room in here, though. Maybe make it a double or triple-decker transport plane and send thousands out on each flight. I think we finally found a productive use for the Airbus A380. Just strip out the seats and go from coach to boxcar class instead. And if that does happen, then you know that this is the look on Democrats' faces as all their voters leave the country. Number 15, this mother cries uncontrollably as she's cleared of having sex with a boy aged 14, after claiming she thought that he was over 16. So she deflected blame and refused to take accountability, and she won. So wait, are you telling me that the "I think they were of age" excuse works now? That's crazy. But actually, if this is a male teacher with a 14-year-old girl, then ignorance of the law would not be a valid excuse for his actions. If ladies like this didn't have double standards, they wouldn't even have any standards. Moving on, this is the best example as to why working won't give you financial independence. The incomes for CEOs and senior management has gone up 1,000% since the late 70s, while worker salaries have not kept pace with the rise in productivity. Rich people are the ones promoting the idea that Gen Z is lazy and doesn't work, and that's why wealth inequality keeps growing. But the reason bosses and CEOs get paid more is because there are too few competent ones out there, and most companies compete for the top talent. So that's why their pay is so high. Number 17, here's another crazy study blaming sexism for causing dementia in women. Just because more women than men have dementia doesn't mean it's sexism. It just means that women live longer than men. Long enough for their brains to go haywire. Plus, men are more likely to stay mentally active around the house, taking out the trash and fixing things into their old age, which keeps our minds from breaking down. You either use it or you lose it, ladies. But next thing you know, you'll probably blame men for doing the thinking for you now. How about if you just identify as male and everything will be fine? Up next, in Brazil, a 23-year-old Lonely Fools model fell to her end from a balcony while performing a three-person spicy scene. It certainly was a night to remember. I guess this proves women's point that sex work is in fact dangerous. I really hope they don't release the video because that would be in bad taste. Maybe she was railed too hard against the rail. Looks to me it was actually a foursome as the ground smashed her too. Number 19, would you add this fit tatted up girl as a friend? There can't possibly be a catch and it looks like the coast is clear. But pay no attention to the tidy Tyrone in the picture. But between the tattoos and little man here, she's for the streets. The only thing true about this is that she has tattoos. She definitely doesn't look very fit to me. Little Tyrone here looks like he's her whole world. And she looks like she's in for a lifetime full of bad choices and regrets. Moving on, Shoppers Drug Mart, which is the Canadian version of CVS Pharmacy, faces a backlash of a new beauty campaign with a bearded trans woman. Talk about not learning the lesson from Bud Light. Unfortunately, Shoppers will probably be fine, because they have a virtual monopoly for 24-hour stores in Canada. I knew someone that used to work there 3 decades ago, and he used to say, call it Shoppers Rug Burn. Get on your knees and take it. Now that seems more relevant than ever. Number 21, the president of Haiti says that Trump's plan to send migrants back to Haiti will be catastrophic for his country. But why? After all, America is just sending them back their engineers and doctors. Could it actually be that Haiti doesn't want its losers and criminals coming back? Haven't the Haitians in America been catastrophic for the United States? Apparently not, because America can absorb more moochers than third world hellholes. Also, don't American pence deserve to live and not get eaten too? Up next, more than 15,000 doctors sign a letter urging the Senate to reject RFK Jr. as health secretary. Looks like there's no money in prevention. Maybe someone should list these 15,000 doctors somewhere so we all know which ones to avoid. Their motto might as well be, if a doctor cures you, he's a thief of his own wallet. Also remember that Fauci and his cronies were all doctors, and look how well that turned out. A patient cured with exercise and diet is a lost customer. Number 23, the Colombian president's daughter, the same guy that was caught with a trans woman, says that with Trump's deportations, for every Colombian they send, they will return a gringo. If they try that, then they'll run out of gringos pretty quickly. And most of them actually invest and spend money into Colombia and its economy. Sounds to me like she's making it sound like this is all about racism with a racial slur. I'm also pretty sure that the gringos aren't there illegally. Moving on, is it true that Gen X is always mad because we had to replace our record collections with tape collections, and then replace them with CDs and MP3s to eventually need a subscription to get our music? But just make playlists of your favorite music on YouTube and use the Brave browser to get around the ads. I still have my original CD collection though. But I still convert music to MP3s and then put them on USB keys and use them in my automobile. I'm more pissed off about going from VHS to widescreen VHS to DVD and then eventually Blu-ray. That's where the real money was spent. And now I just download movies and shows from torrents and store them on hard drives. I also have my VHS and DVD collection still, but no devices to play them on, unfortunately. Number 25 and the last one is a bit of a head-scratcher, suggesting that a man going his own way will leave that philosophy for a love doll. Technically, using the doll as a relationship replacement is going your own way in the first place. So many people don't understand going your own way. All it means is you don't live with the woman and you don't marry her. Everything else is up to you. Remember that lover bots and artificial wombs will give men freedom and happiness from women without state involvement. I can't wait. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.